Title: Paraphrasing the Judicially Created Patent Eligibility Doctrine, Pros and Cons of Rewriting Section 101. Content: Almost every patent attorney has heard some version of this question from a new client. So if I invent something, you can patent it, right? The truthful answer is that patent eligibility, the threshold question of whether an invention is even the kind of thing that can be patented, is far from simple. The patent eligibility doctrine as it stands has faced significant criticism for its many twists and turns, and the judiciary's own divisions run deep. As the Chief Judge of the Federal Circuit observed in 2020, what we have here is worse than a circuit split, it is a court bitterly divided. Here is very little about which all 12 of us are unanimous, especially when it comes to Section 101. We were unanimous in our unprecedented plea for guidance. 1. That guidance has not come. Instead, the Chief Judge's warning has only grown more prescient. I grow more concerned with each passing decision that we are, piece by piece, allowing the judicial exception to patent eligibility to swallow all of patent law. 2. Against this backdrop of widespread disagreement and persistent uncertainty, the Patent Eligibility Restoration Act of 2025, PERA, a revised version of a 2023 predecessor bill, seeks to remedy the confusion. The bill is sponsored by Senators Chris Coons and Tom Tillis, as well as Representatives Kevin Kiley and Scott Peters. At its core, PERA would eliminate the Alice/Mayo framework and replace it with a statutory list of what is, and is not, patent eligible. Here is what that means in practice. The current framework, Alice and Mayo 35 U.S.C. Section 101, is brief and broadly worded. It sets out four categories of patent-eligible subject matter: processes, machines, manufacturers, and compositions of matter. 3. From those categories, courts have carved out three judicial exceptions: laws of nature, natural phenomena, and abstract ideas. The Supreme Court's decisions in Alice Corp v. CLS Bank International and Mayo Collaborative Services v. Prometheus Laboratories established a two-step framework for analyzing patent eligibility. 4. Step 1 asks whether an invention is directed to one of the three judicial exceptions. If not, the inquiry ends and the patent moves on to the usual analyses for novelty, non-obviousness, and disclosure. If the answer is yes, Step 2 asks whether the invention nevertheless contains an inventive concept, something sufficient to ensure that the patent amounts to significantly more than a patent on the ineligible concept itself. 5. In practice, however, this two-step test has proven far easier to describe than to apply. Practitioners have criticized the Alice/Mayo framework as difficult to implement, with Federal Circuit opinions sometimes providing only cursory reasoning in their eligibility analyses. 6. Alice was met with criticism by proponents of software patents. 7. While Mayo was criticized by those in the medical field as potentially making it more difficult for diagnostic methods to be patented, thereby reducing the likelihood of research funding in the space. 8. Perhaps the most significant practical criticism is that the two-step framework frequently collapses into a one-step inquiry, the Federal Circuit essentially using Step 2 to rerun Step 1, which further narrows the scope of what gets patent protection. 9. Despite the controversy, Alice and Mayo remain the governing law on patent eligibility. Whether they are here to stay is the central question PERA seeks to answer. Enter PERA. The Patent Eligibility Restoration Act of 2025 PERA would fundamentally restructure the patent eligibility inquiry. 10. Rather than relying on judicially created exceptions applied through the Alice/Mayo two-step framework, the bill would establish a statutory regime that expressly defines what is, and what is not, eligible for patent protection. 11. The bill is sponsored by Senators Chris Coons and Tom Tillis, as well as Representatives Kevin Kiley and Scott Peters. What PERA would prohibit under PERA, the following subject matter would be per se unpatentable: mathematical formulas, processes that are substantially economic, financial, business, social, cultural, or artistic, mental processes performed solely in the human mind, unmodified human genes as they exist in the human body, including genes that are merely isolated, and unmodified natural material.